State wildlife officials say they hope they can contain the outbreak of chronic wasting disease, or CWD, in the southwestern part of the state near Mount Horeb. But they acknowledge there's no guarantee the fatal brain disease hasn't already spread to other parts of the state. A poll released on Sunday found that more than half the hunters in the state might not hunt this year because their families are worried about eating venison from diseased deer. Timber producer Butch Johnson is one of three men from Hayward who paid St. Norbert College to carry out the poll. He says the disease outbreak near Mount Horeb has hunting families all over the state worried.
My wife, unfortunately, threw all our venison out when she found out about that. We hunt in the northern part of the state, and certainly shouldn't have been a problem, but that's the way she feels about it, and there's a lot of other people that we found out feel the same way.
Johnson says easing such fears is key to preventing as many as 225,000 hunters from boycotting this year's hunt. For Johnson and the two other men who paid for the poll, the key finding was that more than 80% of hunters are willing to pay up to $50 to have each deer they kill tested for CWD. Armed with those statistics, Johnson will come to Madison Thursday to meet with the Department of Natural Resources and the Department of Agriculture. The goal of the meeting is to finalize rules for certifying private labs to carry out CWD tests across the state. Nine other private veterinary labs are expected to attend. Johnson says once it's up and running, his lab could test as many as 1,000 deer brains a day. Wildlife managers say they need to test 30,000 deer to get an accurate picture of how serious the disease outbreak is. The biggest obstacle to tests this fall will be hiring and training enough people to take brain samples of deer at hunter registration stations. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.